It's a busy time for construction in Buffalo, with big projects like Riverbend, the UB Medical School, and the new Children's Hospital creating plenty of work for members of local construction unions. But the boom is also resurrecting concerns about the lack of diversity in those unions. Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes says it's been a problem for years.
This is a very old issue, and it's always the same problem. Black and brown people do not have access to building trades like majority folks do. It's that simple.
This was all meant to have been solved long ago, when ambitious goals for diversifying union membership were included in the $1.3 billion program to rebuild Buffalo schools, starting in 2003. But the unions failed to meet those. In fact, they didn't even come close. Minority membership increased by less than 1% between 2005 and 2012, when it was 11%, according to the most recent figures available. In contrast, minorities make up around 17% of Erie County's workforce and more than half of the city's population. John Washington helps run the Residential Construction Training Program at Push Buffalo. He said there are plenty of reasons why minorities aren't well represented in the trades.
There's a lot of structural racism. There are a lot of structural barriers to entering the trade unions and to entering the construction business.
Those include things like not having a car, which is important considering that most union halls are in the suburbs, being able to meet some unions' requirements like passing a math test, as well as the lack of vocational training in most schools. Kevin Schuler is a vice president at LP Simonelli, the region's largest construction contractor. He says the problem still looks like this.
Why is there a opportunity in the trades that are going unfulfilled and high minority, particularly male unemployment here, and why we can't marry those two things together?
Well, let's keep on to the one that they're looking for. PRB
Paul Brown is president of the Buffalo Building Trades Council. He and other union leaders insist they're doing all they can to recruit more minorities. It's difficult, he said, to find minority applicants for union apprenticeship programs.
The biggest challenge is they don't apply. In order to be considered, you have to apply, and a lot of them don't.
Meanwhile, some community groups offering construction training have the opposite problem, more applicants than they can handle. That's how it is for Washington at Push Buffalo.
We don't have a problem finding people, we have a problem finding work.
And at their partner organization, the Outsource Center on Fillmore Avenue on Buffalo's east side, applications keep coming in, even though the center isn't currently offering any classes. Founder Spencer Gaskin said only 9 of around 50 of their graduates who applied have become union workers.
These unions are not reaching out. They want to keep things status quo.
There's a profound disconnect here. Union leaders tend to say, they never call us. Community leaders are equally likely to say, well, they never call us. Here's Gaskin of the Outsource Center.
I went to them, and yet and still, they know how to get in touch with us.
And here's Brown, the building trades president.
They need to come to us, because we've tried to go to them.
As a result, a reliable pipeline for recruiting minorities into the trades still hasn't been established. Schuler at LP Simonelli said there needs to be more planning, because once a big project starts, it's too late.
These can't be one-offs. You can't say, okay, we got Riverbend now, and we're going to fix this. It's a continuing conversation.
Another challenge, said Assemblywoman Peoples-Stokes, is that the unions are often made up of closed social networks, which can be hard for outsiders to break into.
And so if they're really, really serious, then they should give people of color, men and women, the same opportunities that they give their nephews, their nieces, and their sons.
For WBFO, I'm Charlotte Keith with Investigative Post.